Life with leprosy is something few of us imagine, but for Linda Brown, it's something she deals with on a daily basis. She's a nurse consultant for the state of Texas.
I saw my first Hansen's disease patient in 1968 as a public health nurse in Fort Worth. And I all the time have had patients say to me, "What have I done that is so bad that God is punishing me by giving me leprosy?"
Even today, people are afraid of the bacteria. It can be quite harmful in serious cases, causing disfiguring sores and nerve damage. There's no vaccine, but 95% of people worldwide are naturally immune to the bacteria. For the rest, there's treatment.
We run one of four clinics here in Texas.
Debbie Mata is one of the few leprosy nurses in the U.S.
One is in Dallas, one is in Houston, here in San Antonio, and in the Harlingen, Texas.
On the day we met, Mata was about to examine James Landolt, a new patient.
They're probably collecting blood from our patient. Let's go meet our patient.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Debbie.
Yes.
How are you?
Fine. How are you? Yes. Okay. Now, name, face, and phone number.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I can see you're going to get stuck.
Oh, it shouldn't be difficult. There's quite a good AC there.
He's a nurse.
Yes.
Landolt is 82. He recently retired as a nurse. But before that, in his youth, he was in the Navy. Then he became a businessman. In his 40s, he got a degree in botany. And in his 60s, got a degree in nursing. Leprosy patients run the gamut. Doctors Annie Kisselbosch and Lynn Horvat.
You had our oldest. She was 90?
92.
And the youngest referral I had was 6.
Patients can also be wealthy, but the overwhelming majority are poor. Again, Dr. Horvat.
Race, I haven't looked at our numbers, but what I would say is I see more of a demographic association, more with men and more with people who have worked outside their whole entire lives.
Landolt's examination by a host of doctors and nurses lasts about 4 hours.
Nice to meet you. I'm Dr. Kisselbosch. This is Dr. Hamilton.
Hello, sir. Dr. Hamilton.
Everyone washes their hands before and after every procedure. Landolt strips off his clothes and wears a hospital gown. As Mata told Landolt, he gets poked.
Let me know if I cause any discomfort.
Doctors collect samples by gently shaving off some of his skin from places where the bacteria hides, his knees, elbows, and earlobes. The band-aids are shaped like big circles. He takes it all in stride.
And you'll have some earrings at the end, and you're wearing a dress already.
I should be the belle of the ball.
Yes, you will be.
The examination includes exhaustive interviews in which the patient needs to recall every place they've lived.
From what year?
In Landolt's case, every place he's lived since he was a child.
Let me see.
He was in Malaysia and visited a friend in a leper colony. He was in New York, Europe, all over the place before moving to Texas. All these trips down memory lane are to try and determine how he got leprosy. That can be hard, since the bacteria can lie dormant for decades after you're infected. Did he engage in high-risk behaviors like handling armadillos? Check.
Oh, okay. Well, so that was your
But
way
one day
of tracking.
I decided, I think I'll spray one. Golden. And I went. I released it in a ranch way south of Goliad. And I thought, I can just see a cowboy riding along someday, and he sees this gold armadillo. But it never happened.
Scientists haven't been able to determine why some armadillos carry the leprosy bacteria. They also don't know if armadillos transmit the bacteria to humans, or if the bacteria is in the soil and both humans and armadillos get infected. As a botanist, Landolt worked with dirt all the time. That's another risk factor. Linda Brown, the nurse consultant, says there are a couple of reasons why we know so little about leprosy. One, very few people are affected, so it just doesn't get a lot of attention. Two, the bacteria are sneaky. They don't grow in a lab.
And this organism is one that will not grow on artificial culture media, so it's been difficult to study.
Treatment, however, has advanced. A mix of antibiotics for 1 or 2 years will cure most of the 100 new cases we get in Texas every year. One continued challenge is that few doctors are able to diagnose leprosy. They miss it completely. It took Landolt about 7 years to figure out that the numbness and dryness in his arm and the numbness in his fingers and toes were due to leprosy. He's not likely to have deformities because the disease has not advanced much. Landolt will start his treatment next week.
Thank you, ladies.
If all goes well, by this time next year, he'll be good as new. Joy Diaz, KUT News.